Pendengar, tribut berdatangan setelah seorang anggota parlemen Inggris ditembak mati di siang hari ketika sedang berjumpa dengan konstituen lokal di daerah elektoralnya di Inggris Utara. Joe Cox, 41 tahun, anggota oposisi dari Partai Buruh dan ibu dari dua orang anak, diserang dan dibunuh oleh seorang pria yang meneriakkan Britain First pada waktu makan siang hari Kamis yang lalu di kota Bristol, West Yorkshire. Pria penyerang itu berusia 52 tahun telah ditangkap polisi yang percaya bahwa ia bertindak seorang diri. Seorang pria lainnya berusia 77 tahun juga terluka dalam serangan itu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Peristiwa pembunuhan Joe Cox yang mewakili daerah Batley dan Spenborough di Majelis Rendah Inggris terjadi di Bristol, West Yorkshire. Peristiwa itu terjadi seminggu sebelum pengambilan suara yang akan menentukan keanggotaan Inggris dalam Uni Eropa. Kepala Polisi Sementara dari West Yorkshire Police, Chief Constable D. Collins, mengkonfirmasi pembunuhan itu.
At 1:48 p.m., Joe Cox was pronounced deceased by a doctor who was working with a paramedic crew that were attending to her serious injuries. This is a very significant investigation with large numbers of witnesses that have been spoken to by police at this time. There is a large and significant crime scene, and then there is a large police presence in the area. A full investigation is underway.
Ia menambahkan bahwa investigasi terhadap motif pembunuhan itu masih dalam pemeriksaan. Constable Collins mengatakan bahwa sepertinya tidak ada orang lain yang terlibat dalam aksi pembunuhan itu.
This appears to be an isolated but targeted attack upon Joe. There is also no indication at this stage that anyone else was involved in the attack. However, we will be investigating how the suspect came to be in possession of an unlawfully held firearm.
Saksi mata mengatakan pelaku pembunuhan itu meneriakkan Britain First sebelum menusuk dan menembak mati anggota Parlemen Partai Buruh Joe Cox di konstituensinya di Inggris Utara pada hari Kamis yang lalu. Media Inggris melaporkan terduga penyerangan itu adalah Tommy Mair, berusia 52 tahun, dan ada laporan yang muncul bahwa ia adalah pendukung lama dari sebuah kelompok Amerika neo-Nazi. Namun partai politik Britain First membantah partainya terlibat dalam pembunuhan anggota parlemen Joe Cox itu. Pemimpin partai Britain First, Paulus Golding, mengatakan tidak ada hubungan partainya dengan pembunuhan itu.
We're in the middle of a referendum campaign. What this person said, was he referring to an organization? Was this person referring to a slogan? Was he just shouting out in the middle of an EU debate? You know, it's time we put Britain first. I've heard this almost every day. It's the name of our party, yes, but I've heard UKIP people, I've heard Nigel Farage, everyone saying it's time we put Britain first. That's the kind of language that's being utilized during this referendum campaign.
Menanggapi peristiwa itu, Perdana Menteri David Cameron mengatakan Joe Cox adalah seorang pengkampanye yang keras untuk hak pengungsi yang berulang-ulang minta agar Inggris membantu lebih banyak lagi terhadap korban dari perang saudara di Suriah.
We've lost a great star. She was a great campaigning MP with huge compassion, with a big heart. Everyone's thoughts will be with Joe's family and with her constituents.
Pemimpin Partai Buruh Inggris, Jeremy Corbyn, mengatakan seluruh warga Inggris terkejut dengan kejadian itu.
Joe Cox has been killed doing her duty, doing her work. She's somebody who dedicated her life to human rights and to justice. She leaves behind a husband and she leaves behind two young children. They can be proud of what she was, they can be proud of what she did, and they can be very proud of everything that she stood for.
Sementara itu, para pemimpin partai di Australia juga mengecam pembunuhan tersebut. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull menyatakan duka cita, doa dan solidaritas untuk keluarga korban dan juga warga Inggris.
We are all deeply shocked by the murder of the British Member of Parliament Joe Cox. This is an appalling crime. It will rock the British people. Britain, like Australia, has a political culture which, compared to other countries, has been relatively unmarked by violence. That is a great blessing.
Berbicara kepada ABC, pemimpin oposisi federal Bill Shorten menggambarkan pembunuhan ini sebagai tindakan kriminal kebencian.
It's a shocking hate crime, and I feel for her family, her kids. Her husband's put out a statement or something on social media, where he said that two important things are that he and her were united by the love for their kids, and that she would never want people to give in to the politics of hate and fear. I can't imagine going through what that family's going through, but that's an amazing comment, and I suspect she was an amazing person.